As we are now set to go, first round action coming to you live right here on Radio ITG as we follow the Big J out of the red spawn over near the blue van, and he is blowing gamers away before he is taken out by a grenade from Hantu. As we pick it up with Slider from Portugal coming around the south parking lot, Fabian going down, and then Fusion gunning down Slider. So the Netherlands coming out here very quickly, Fusion and Spectar. They're over in the McCain supply yard. As you hear a couple of grenades go off around them. Fusion now hiding behind the containers as he climbs up onto the containers. Spectre over near the end of William Street near the road closed sign. Looking down the alley as we follow Spectre. Now he's going to go and open the entrance, the alley entrance, looking inside the office building. Nobody there as he exits the office building. Goes back out toward William Street. Going to find Maui here. He's the only gamer alive for Portugal. And he's actually on the second floor landing on the stairway inside the office. Coming around the corner very quickly. Fusion taken out by Maui. Nice work there. LR300 in his hand. His best friend at the moment. As he jumps downstairs, goes past the reception desk near the restroom. It is one-on-one. Nice comeback there for Portugal. That is Maui gunning down, or shall I say outgunning Spectre, to give Portugal the early 1-0 lead. We begin again. Here's some very quick action through the metro station. Netherlands coming around the corner. Portugal coming from the south parking lot. Gunfire ensuing. Both nations doing a very good job here as we see Fabian gunned down by Slider. Fusion doing a good job as well. A lot of action taking place inside the office building, as I said it would have, as we see Wolverine from Portugal calling for some assistance. He's got Maori, his only other teammate, and here he comes. They heal up as it is going to be Sinner from the Netherlands, last gamer alive inside near the restrooms. You hear the gunfire. That's the almighty K. He's firing. Sinner in trouble, retreating, and as he's going backwards, he is torn asunder. Some nice work once again by Portugal as they now lead 2-0 here early on. Action taken place very quickly once again on the restart. Maui point blank kill. Fusion with that kill. We're over in the company park where you hear all the gunfire taken on a new name here. Go back inside into the office. Bodies flying. Hantu catching a bullet from Spectre's LR300 as he drops a grenade on Slider, and Slider blown to pieces here. Great work by the Netherlands to stop the bleeding and get a victory here. 2-1 is our score as we're just about 3 minutes in. As we're going to pick up the action inside the reception office, another grenade dropped in. Maui quickly out the door, but he does not last long as Fabian is right there to take him out. Fabian coming through the reception exit. He's got Big J with him, healing each other as we follow Fabian and the Big J into the office. Now passing the restroom. Fusion and Fabian slowing things down here, getting their bearings on where they are. There are three Holland gamers. That's the Big J, Spectre, and Fabian now as we see Big J coming through the back loading docks. They open up the docks. Nobody there for Portugal. As we're looking for Wolverine and Slider, we pick up Wolverine. He's behind the reception desk playing secretary. What he does on his off days when he's not playing Urban Terror, plays secretary. And upstairs, we just saw the other Portuguese gamer go. That was Slider. You hear the gunfire erupting. Big J coming through the reception entrance, catching a shiny bullet there. Nice work, Wolverine, once again, as he reloads his LR300. Around the corner coming Spectre and Fusion. It's going to be Spectre who's able to take out Wolverine. And the last Portuguese gamer quickly retreating. Onto William Street he goes, but Fusion right there to pop out from behind the fence of the McCain Supply Yard, and that is going to give us the equalizer here. We are tied up 2-2 as we follow the Netherlands out of the spawn once again very quickly, dropping a grenade inside the reception area was the Big J. It is going to be Maori who gets a grenade. Oh, nice kill there. Maori taking out three Holland gamers, Fabian, Sinner, and Spectre with two grenades. And very quickly, Portugal takes the lead. Once again, 3-2 is our score. As we follow Portugal out of the north parking lot spawn, Fabian 2-on-1, and Fabian never had a chance. Dropped by a grenade from Maori. Around the back of the big, around the back of the blue van comes the Big J Wolverine with the LR300 there. Some nice auto work by the Portuguese here early on. As center catches that shiny bullet from Wolverine, and down they go again. So just like that, Portugal back up by two. As we follow Port Bond, big grenade kill there just outside the door. As Spectre goes down, as does center with a grenade. More action as we see Pappy taking on the Big J just outside the reception area door. And Big J able to drop one of the Portuguese gamer, but Hantu right there to clean up the Big J. Hantu looking about 80% health coming through the metro station. That was Fusion. Never had a chance. Hantu now down to about 40 health. Whips out a hand grenade. As we're down to a one-on-one here. Center versus Hantu. Oh, and around the corner, Center never saw it coming out of the front parking lot. The south parking lot coming around the corner. Hantu drops a grenade. Center eats it. Score now 5-2 in favor of Portugal. We pick up the action where we left off last round. Hantu doing a nice job. Slider getting two very important kills there. And Portugal right now looking like they're indestructible. 6-2 our score as they've run off four victories in a row. After the Netherlands had come back to tie it, around the corner into the company park we go again. And it's Big J with his auto. It's going to be Hantu and Maori who take him out. Here comes Spectre in it too. The reception area, and he's able to gun down Slider and Hantu. Nice work by Spectre. As Spectre now picks up teammate Fabian just outside the company park entrance. And Pappy, last gamer standing for Portugal, gets gunned down. So the bleeding has been stopped. 6-3 is our score. Two very quick grenades let off by the Big J. Portugal delaying their entrance into the company park. They decide to go inside the office. Big J from behind guns down Pappy. As we see Hantu then able to take out the Big J and Spectre with the LR300. And just like that, Portugal, what can I say? Portugal doing a very nice job here. For every one victory the Netherlands gets, Portugal gets two. It's not a good way to play this map as we see Spectre on the receiving end of Hantu's LR300 there over in the company park. Wolverine healing up with Maori. They head inside. They pick up another couple of teammates there as we see Center doing a nice job, but Pappy tearing them asunder with the AK-103. Another victory here for Portugal as the Netherlands going to try the alley now as they're being led by Fabian down the alley. As we see Portugal just make it inside the office building. You hear the gunfire. The Big J drops a grenade inside near the restrooms and continues on. Another grenade dropped near the secondary stairs. As we make our way inside the metro area, that is where Portugal's holding up as Fabian coming through the east entrance, able to gun down Slider. But then he himself taken down very quickly. As we see Spectre and Maori exchange kills. It's going to leave with Slider and Center, and they meet up just outside the metro entrance. And it is going to be Center who gets the drop on Slider. 8-4 is our score now. It's Portugal still in command here with just about 11 minutes to go here on UT Turnpike. If you want to follow along at home, urbanterror.net/turnpike.jpg. That is the map we are on. You're tuned in to Clan Base 7 final coverage here. Portugal versus the Netherlands. And right now it is all Portugal, 8-4, doubling up their brethren from Netherlands. As we're in the back parking lot, Portugal up in the metro station parking lot as we see Fabian coming along now. He's holding down the wall just to the parking lot, looking to make a run around the corner. As he does, very quick on the trigger, he takes out Hantu. Reloads as he's changing weapons. Bullet to the head. That is Pappy. As Wolverine gets the final Desert Eagle kill, and that is going to do it. 9-4 now. Our score just about 10 minutes to go here, so we are halfway through. And right now it is Portugal in a commanding 9-4 lead. As we've had some very fast action on this map, as we knew we would have. In the company park we go once again. It is the Netherlands trying to stop the bleeding here, trying to get another tick on their scorecard. As we follow Fusion, nice little wall jump there by Fusion. As he hops off the William Street sign into the main entrance. And there's the last kill, slider torn asunder by Sinners, AK-103. So Netherlands slowly coming back here, 9-5 now. They've won the last two rounds. This is Big J now. Whipping out the almighty SR-8. Not really the weapon to have on this map, but he's going to try it anyways. As now he switches to his auto inside the metro station we go. And it's going to be Maurer. He gets a drop on the Big J with his LR-300. Around the south parking lot, that is Sinner with his AK-103 out. As he's trying to keep an eye. As we saw one of the Portuguese players with a grenade in hand. I missed who that was. I believe it was Maori. Yes, it was Sinner. Second time he's gotten caught. Same area, same result. He ends up in a bloody pool of body parts. 10-5 now is Portugal keeping that little 5-point buffer there. They've doubled up their... doubled up the Netherlands here. 10-5 is the score. Out into the alleyway we go. Coming through the side door, it was Slider. Slider on the giving end. Fusion on the receiving end. Second gamer from the Netherlands through the alley entrance. They exchange kills. And then Hantu cleans it all up, makes his way into the office, passing through the main office now. Being very quiet as we see two Netherlands coming through. Big J and Spectre, as we see Maori drop a little bitch in there. And who's your daddy right now for the Netherlands? Is they are slowly coming back, 10-6. Big J sticking with that SR-8. I think you'll see him dominate a little bit more on the next map. As we run down scores here very quickly for each team, Hantu leading all gamers with 19 kills. Spectre for the Netherlands with 17, our top two scorers so far here on UT Turnpike. Netherlands slowing things down here. Spectre and the Big J come out near the alley parking lot. Big J trying to stay in the open area now. Give him a little bit more of an advantage to use a sniper rifle as he heard a bullet ding off his helmet. He's down to about 30% health as we're going to hold it right here with the Big J and see what happens. He is in the alleyway making his way toward the alley entrance. He opens the door, switches to his auto. And just as he does, he comes through the door. He is gunned down by Slider, who also takes Fabian down to get the victory here for Portugal. 11-6. And Portugal is off the porch and running with the big dogs today. They are doing nothing wrong. They may have showed a bit of hesitation here in the quarterfinals and the semifinals, but they're letting it all hang out today. Portugal doing a very nice job. And it is showing as they are up big now, 11-6, 6.5 minutes to go here in this first map. As we pick up the action with Slider coming through, but Spectre able to outlast him. Spectre very quickly into the office. He is hurt, but he's last gamer here for the Netherlands. It's a one-on-one Spectre versus Maori. As both gamers hold back. As we switch to the mini-map here, and it looks like Maori is content to hold down in the metro station. As Spectre now making his way through the office, he's actually out near the reception desk, and it looks like he's making his way over towards the alley entrance, and not going into the alley, though. Not too sure where Maori is. As we continue to watch the action here, or what little action there is for the first time here in the first 15 minutes of the match. First time we've seen this this tactic come into play here, this little stall tactic. Very little action, very little action at the moment. Spectre inside the office. Maori inside the metro station. And it looks like both gamers content to hold their ground. As now we see Spectre venture out, coming down the alleyway toward the north parking lot. As he comes past the Jeep, we're going to have a gunfight, folks. And it's going to take place in the metro station. Here comes Spectre. He's entered the metro station. No guns blazing yet. They don't see each other. And how Spectre... Oh, Spectre almost got out of the metro station, but one quick bullet One quick bullet there from Mowry puts him away. Our score now, 12-6 in favor of Portugal. As we pick up the action with Fabian from the Netherlands quickly entering the north parking lot entrance, running through the office up towards the main office, past the main entrance. As we see some action over in the reception area, once again, that is Portugal. That is Slider and Amari all over Fabian. Fabian left a bloody pulp on the ground as Portugal doing a good job. Haven't lost a gamer so far. First one to go down, that is Slider. LR300 fire from Spectre takes him out. Dancing out on the south parking lot, that was a Big J and had to. Big J ends up on the winning end of that. He is going to need to be healed, though. He's down to about 30 health. Up from the second story window, we pick it up with Pappy. Pappy with the Desert Eagle. Pistol whip. Some nice work there by Pappy. As Big J coming up the stairwell, he is met with resistance. Pappy outguns him. And then Pappy himself taken down by Sinner. 12-7 our score. It's not over for the Netherlands yet. They have 3.5 minutes to pick up another 4 victories here and make it a game. It's going to be a tough call, but they may be able to do it. So all is not lost for the Netherlands quite yet. Coming through the loading docks, that was Slider. Slider met by Sinner and Fusion, and it's the LR300 of Sinner who does him in. As Wolverine now passing the main entrance. Gunfire, that is Fusion again. LR300 very quick on the draw. Grenade dropped in. Fusion and Sinner, look out. It's going to be Sinner who dies. Mowry with the grenade toss. Fusion down to about 30% health. He's just near the elevator inside the office. And it looks like Portugal has retreated, coming out of the restroom area. Around the corner and no chance at all. Fusion being taken on by Pappy and being taken down by Pappy. 13-7, 2:45 to go. We respawn. Big J with the sniper rifle out. He's trying to hold down that south hut. Pick off the Portuguese as he comes through. Not able to do so. As we see Fabian trying to give him some backup there. Fabian, hit, injured, runs back around the corner. He's got Spectre there to heal him back up to 80%. They heal each other. Better hurry. There they go. Coming back around the corner, but it's not going to matter. Hantu spammed without mercy by the Big J. 13-8 our score. 5 points separating these two with 2 minutes, 10 seconds to go. As we see the Netherlands making their way through the north parking lot. Inside the parking lot entrance, they come being led by Fabian and that AK-103. Hantu and Wolverine. Oh, Hantu just missed him. Hantu thought he had him. As coming through now, it is Pappy. Pappy taken from behind. Netherlands doing a good job trying to climb back into it, but I think it's going to be all for naught. Down to a minute 35 here. And they're not going to be able to make up 5 points. This first map is going to go to Portugal. The rest is just icing on the cake here as we play it out here. Going to pick it up with Sinner from the Netherlands. As he comes past the loading docks, looking down the alley. No gamers there from Portugal. And here they come through the loading docks. And gunned down rather easily Sinner. 14-8 our score in favor of Portugal. Portugal looking very strong. This was not their home map. This home map, I believe, was a home map of the Netherlands. They'd had very good success on this map, but not today. Won't be the case as Portugal going to claim victory here on UT Turnpike. We have just about 45 seconds to go here in UT Turnpike. We'll take a quick break, rotate the map over to UT Casa, and get our game back on. As you are tuned in to Radio ITG's coverage of the Clan Base Nations Cup 7 action. Today, Portugal versus the Netherlands. We are playing Urban Terror. For those of you who have no idea what I'm shoutcasting, it is Urban Terror. 21 seconds to go here in this round. We pick it up with Wolverine. Wolverine gets the final kill, gunning down Spectre. 10 seconds. This will be the final round here. As we see Portugal come out very quickly. Down the alley they go, being led by Pappy from Portugal. Sinner takes on about 3 gamers from Portugal. He gets backed into a corner. And Wolverine puts him away. His hand to taking down Spectre. There is the first round. It is over. 16-8 is our score in favor of Portugal. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back. Second round coverage. We'll knock down the first round stats to it. Oswald, this is Radio ITG. We'll be right back.
News, reviews, music, play-by-play commentary, porn. Maybe not. Well, yeah, porn. We'll do pretty much anything if the price is right.
Oh, yeah, right there. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Shameless. Proud. Radio. ITG.
It is Oswald here, Radio ITG, as we are between rounds. The map is just changing to cost as we're going to run down scores here from each team very quickly. For Portugal, the victors in UT Durnpike, Maori, 27 kills, Hantu, 22, Slider, 17, Wolverine, 13, Pappy with 12. And on the side of the Netherlands, Spectre, 24, Center, 19, the Big J, 12, Fabian with 11. Second map up on the docket today, going to be UT. Casa. You check that map out right now, urbanterror.net/casa.jpg. Second round coverage here coming up in just a couple of minutes. Team's not quite ready yet as we wait for the gamers to file in here, and we're coming back in just about 2 minutes.
Radio ID.
And let's see, who wants wheat eye off the air?
Dude, I know nobody wants.
Who wants wheat eye off the air? Eye off the air.
I don't want wheat off the air.
Great, that means I'm not going to get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new Radio ITG.
And welcome back to Radio ITG. It is Oswald here. We are between rounds. First round, 16-8 in favor of Portugal. I got to write that down. I forgot to do that. Woo, 16-8. Some good action there. Portugal never lost the lead. They had it from the word go and continued to build on it in that first round. As I said, final score 16-8. Netherlands tried to draw close, but never really could put it together. For every two victories Portugal got, the Netherlands got one. Not really a way to win a game, unfortunately. I do believe Netherlands will fare a little bit better here on UT Casa. I think you'll see some of the other gamers be able to get more into their game. I know I talk about the Big J now and then, but he's really not the force that he was, or I've seen him in the past. He's got to have that SR8 in his hand to do some damage. So I look for the Big J to have a big game here for the Netherlands here in round two on UT Casa. So what's going to happen here, we will have to see in just a couple of minutes, as team's still not ready. Excuse me. Team's still not ready. We do have GTV up and running. If you want to check out all the action on GTV, 194.249.212.99, port 27980 is the GTV server. And yes, there's going to be a lag between the GTV server and the Shoutcast. I was not able to talk to any of the guys from Slovakia to coordinate that. That's usually something you like to work out the day before, or you know, a little bit before the match starts. Not when the match starts, because there are a couple of things you need to do in order to get it to work in conjunction with each other. So that is why there's going to be a delay between what you hear and what you see. It's all good though, right? Everything started with radio to begin with. TV was just something they added on later as the years went by. They said TV would never work, and that's why we're tuned into Radio ITG, where we are the only station that takes you inside the game today, that game being Urban Terror. This is Nations Cup 7 final action. Portugal, Netherlands going at it tomorrow, same time at 2200 CET, Central European Time for those of you in the United States. It's 1 p.m. Pacific. It's going to be Germany versus the United Kingdom. It's going to be the Bronze Cup. This is for third place. Germany defeated by Portugal. That dropped them into this Bronze Cup round. And the United Kingdom shut out by the Netherlands a couple weeks ago. That puts them into the Bronze Cup match. So we're going to see who's number three. That's actually top four clan. I mean, these are the top four nations in Urban Terror in the UK. Now, I know there was talk, I forgot who brought it up to me, about, they asked me, Oz, get a Europe versus US match going. You know, they want to see who the best in the US is. And, you know, we've done that before, and, you know, I guess it works to a point. Always, I'm sure we'd have a lot of issues if Portugal played just because of the lag and just because of the connection issues, but they want to see who the best in the world is. And, you know, I guess that would be taking a North American clan. I followed STA and TWL a little bit this season, so, you know, I know who the best in Team Survivor is from each league, and I think they could give one of these countries a run for their money. Although the way Portugal is playing today, it's going to be very tough for anybody to beat Portugal right now. Haven't heard any issues with warping, which I'm shocked. Maybe I shouldn't jinx it, but have not heard any calls of warping, which is very nice. It's been a clean match so far. And I'm going to step away here. It looks like, let's see how long we are. Team's still not ready. Practicing on UT Casa for a few minutes. So we're going to step away, play some music here, and when we come back, we'll get the second round started. It's Oswald. This is Urban And this is Radio ITG. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Radio ITG. It's Oswald here. As we get ready to start second match action, second round action here. Portugal in red. Netherlands in blue as we have just started UT Casa here. As we pick it up with the Netherlands in blue, as I said, they're over in the patio courtyard. Portugal holding back in the fountain courtyard. As things are probably going to slow down a bit here in terms of gameplay for this match. As we're going to follow Portugal right now. As we see Maori up on the ledge. On the upper fountain hallway. LR300 out. Slow and methodical right now is the way Netherlands is playing this. As they definitely need a victory here on this map. If they want to kick things over to a third and a tiebreaker round, that's going to be on Abbey 2, if needed. Gunfire taking place inside the courtyard alley. And there's our first kill of the game. Slider torn asunder by Fabian's AK-103. As again, Portugal hanging back. As we see Wolverine now testing the waters down the alley timbers. Don't see any members from the Netherlands down there so far. We pick up the action with Big J coming through. Come through the alley courtyard. Down past the main square alley. Here comes the Big J. And very, very quietly, Netherlands puts together the first victory there on UT Casa. Out of the spawn point comes Portugal. Into the fountain courtyard they come. Pappy, Slider, and Amari. As Wolverine now makes his way with Hantu. Off the bridge, tossing grenades down to that main square alley. I was telling you about that T intersection that usually sees a lot of grenade fire. Here, grenades being dropped and tossed. Maori coming through the upper fountain hallway, able to drop a grenade down into the patio courtyard. Nobody hit by it. Here goes some grenades being exchanged inside the alleyway, the L-shaped alleyway there, connecting the fountain and the patio courtyards. Portugal. Down one man, as is the Netherlands. They exchange kills there. As we see Wolverine now coming down the alley timbers. He's on the old alleyway. He's got Hantu in front of him. He's got Pappy with him as well. And from behind, here they come. Portugal able to get behind the Netherlands. Gunfire over in the new alleyway. Headshot center taken out by Pappy. Three Portuguese gamers over in the old alleyway. They're healing up as we see Wolverine now walking very quietly toward the corner to look into the fountain or into the patio courtyard. Slider hanging back there. And still in the patio courtyard, it is Fabian and Fusion. And from behind, Fusion guns down Wolverine. Or check that. Wolverine guns down Fusion. Over near the spawn area, Fabian taking on Wolverine and Slider. Slider goes down. And it's two victories here very quick for the Netherlands to start UT Casa. We pick it up with Portugal off the respawn. See the Netherlands over in the patio courtyard once again, dropping grenades in the courtyard alley. Both teams exchanging HE grenades as nobody was killed by those explosions. Up in the upper fountain hallway, we see Fusion come. He is injured. He is bleeding, calling for help. He is going to bleed to death. Oh, he's got no health left. Fusion hit two or three times. He is in dire need of medical assistance. He has nothing left on his health bar. As Big J now retreating back into the patio courtyard. He's got his LR-300 out. A couple of teammates. Oh, big SR-8 kill. Center headshot. Hantu with the kill, looking down the main square alley there on his way to help his teammate. Never made it. Great shot. That center was airborne. Wow. Big J now. And Fabian up to the task here. They're looking to make it an early 3-0 start here. They're looking for Pappy from Portugal, the last gamer alive. Retreating down the stairs into the marketplace. Looking down the arched foyer. And from behind, he's got the Big J running with him. Big J, oh, Big J eats a bullet. Nice SR8 shot by Pappy. Told you, whipping out the big guns here on the UT Casa. Portugal doing a nice job. We're down to a one-on-one. Portugal looking to get their first point here on the board. As we see Pappy now with his SR-8 back in hand, switches weapons. He's also got the UMP-45 hanging on his back. As he continues to stay on that upper fountain hallway. SR-8 in hand. As we look for Fabian. Fabian looks like he's just coming down the patio courtyard. And yes, there he is. Looks like he's getting ready to stick his head around the corner. Look up at the doorway of the upper fountain hallway. Nobody home. As Fabian, AK-103 out, he is crouched. He is walking very slow, very quietly. Trying to get a tactical advantage on the opposition here. But right now, they're not even close to each other. They're half a map across from each other as we continue to see Pappy make his way down the old alleyway. He is going up the stairs on to the marketplace patio. As Fabian now retreating down the upper fountain hallway, and there's the time. It does expire. That round is a draw. No points awarded. There just takes 3 minutes off the clock. As we're now down to 12 minutes, 40 seconds here on UT Casa. Netherlands on top, 2-0. As we start with Portugal, once again, they spawn. They infiltrate the patio courtyard. You're going to hold down that for just a couple of minutes as we see Pappy with the LR-300 out. As we look past the main score alley, no action taking place there. Wolverine backing him up just near the alley timbers. Got to be careful. There's the Big J SR-8 in hand. He's looking to get a free kill on an unsuspecting Portuguese gamer. It may happen. We'll have to wait and see. Portugal's going to have to watch their backside here as well. Right now, the alley timbers unprotected. Wolverine concentrating down the alley, and here comes the rest of his teammates. Wolverine, better watch out. He's going to find a bullet very quickly. Big J has retreated, so Big J no longer there. It is Spectre who is taking his place. Spectre and Wolverine exchange kills. Lee through to clean up the Big J. Nice work by, nice teamwork by Portugal, I should say. They exchange kills, but Portugal goes one up there. Three gamers to two in favor of Portugal remaining here in this round. We follow Maori down the new alleyway. Coming past the covered passageway spawn point. It's going to look into the fountain courtyard. No gamers from the Netherlands there. As we switch action here, go over to the patio courtyard. Once again, it is Center and Fusion trying to retain the lead here for the Netherlands. As some AK-103 fire going off. Slider, first man through, he is gunned down. Second man through was Pappy. Pappy was able to take down one gamer, so it's a Fusion versus Pappy here. One-on-one, they are going after each other. Pappy bleeding. Doing a good job to heal himself and retain about 50% of his health. Nice headshot there. He spams Fusion. Down goes Fusion. Down go the Netherlands. 2-1 here now in favor of the Netherlands. As we approach the 10-minute mark, we have about 10 minutes remaining here in this map, UT Casa. If you want to follow along at home, urbanterror.net/casa.jpg. That is where you can see the map that we use to shoutcast. Grenade dropped into the patio courtyard. The Netherlands gamers flee. It falls harmlessly in between three of them. We have Fabian Fusion moving forward, trying to drop a grenade. As Slider catches a bullet from Fusion, nice work by the Netherlands. Fabian now coming through the courtyard alleyway, letting a couple of shots go in the blind into the fountain courtyard. Hand 2 holding back, SR-8 in hand, coming through his Fusion with the auto. He's got the LR-300 out. Hand 2 switches weapons to his UMP-45 and is able to gun down a Fusion. Fabian, final gamer for the Netherlands, alive as he retreats toward the alley timbers. He is met with resistance fire from the old alleyway. That is Pappy unrelentlessly chasing him. They can afford to do that as Fabian trying to get out of the way, trying to find somewhere to go here. Retreating, dropping down off the bridge into the fountain courtyard as he waits behind a pillar, but that pillar does him no good. It is going to be Wolverine who puts him away, puts away the Netherlands. We are tied at 2-2. And off the restart, the Netherlands infiltrate and hold down the fountain courtyard once again up on the upper fountain hallway. It is the Big J coming through with his LR-300 in hand, taking a couple of shots, and from behind coming through, it is Slider who guns down the Big J. Grenade drop behind Hand 2. Look at Hand 2 gun down. Great grenade drop there. Fusion gets the drop on Pappy. Nothing but bodies over in the patio courtyard. And out of that whole fracas comes Spectre and Wolverine. Wolverine, about 80% health, LR-300 in hand. Just on the bridge that connects the patio courtyard to the courtyard alleyway. Pulls out his Desert Eagle. He only has 3 rounds left in that Desert Eagle. He better be careful because I'm sure coming down the old alleyway. I was wrong. Never mind. Spectre, yeah, he was making his way there slowly. Spectre down to about 15% health. He's got an LR-300 in hand. As he looks to approach the corner and look into the patio courtyard, he is going to find Wolverine. Who's going to get the drop on who? It is going to be Spectre from the Netherlands. LR-300 able to outlast Wolverine. Down he goes. Netherlands reclaims the lead here. 3-2, 7 minutes, 30 seconds to go. Could we be on our way to the tiebreaker map as we see a couple of grenades fly over the top of the the roof there? Separates the patio from the fountain courtyard. Fabian taking position up in the courtyard alleyway. Slider coming in, drops a grenade just a bit too far. He missed 2 gamers, both huddled up in the alleyway. Fabian waiting, wanting a kill. Fabian now coming out into the open. Here he comes. He's going to bum rush him. Fabian with the AK. He is under attack. He's got Pappy and Hand 2 to deal with, and it's going to be Hand 2. Makes Fabian dance that sweet tune we like so much. Down he goes. We're going to follow with Hand 2 and Maori. Now, Maori needs a bit of healing. A sexual healing type. Not going to get it. His Hand 2 quickly into the Market Square alley. Outlasting the Big J. Fabian now up on the bridge over in the patio courtyard. He's got his Desert Eagle out. Drops a grenade. That falls harmlessly. He needs He needs some help from his teammate, center up above. Here he comes down the stairwell. They're going to re-heal. They're going to heal each other over in the courtyard alleyway. As Mowry trying to draw things even here for Portugal. He's got about a minute 20 to do so. And it's not going to happen. It's over in the the new alleyway. Mowry outgunned by Spectre. 4-2 now in favor of the Netherlands. As we approach the 5-minute mark here in this match, Netherlands up by 2. 4-2 is our score. A couple grenades dropped in the patio courtyard. They do a bit of damage to the Netherlands, not much. As nations now starting to slow their game down a bit more, holding back, not taking as many chances. As we see Fabian once again in that position in the market alleyway. Bullets fly, hitting nothing but buildings. Grenades flying over the rooftops once again. AK-103 fire. No harm, no foul. Fabian once again. Fabian lets a couple of rounds go as we see Spectre and Pappy going at it. Pappy able to take out Spectre and center before he's gunned down by Fusion. So a couple kills there. They exchange some kills. And when it's all said and done, we're tied at 2-2 here. Wolverine and Mowry now coming down the old alleyway. Going to turn and go into the patio courtyard. Netherlands have vacated, but here they come once again through the upper fountain courtyard. Fusion under attack. Wolverine trying to stave off that attack. Doing a good job. He is injured, though. Injured up on the patio. Wolverine able to take out Fusion with a DE. It's mano-a-mano now. Fabian versus Wolverine. Fabian down low. Wolverine reloading his LR-300. That is why he had the DE out. Fabian injured. Got about 20-30% health. They have about the same amount of health. Who's going to be first to drop? We'll have to watch it. They are in the patio courtyard. And it is going to be Wolverine who is able to get the drop on Fabian. Nice work by Portugal there. They draw within one. 4-3 is our score inside of 4 minutes. Could that be the spark that Portugal needs? As time inside of 4 minutes, as I said. Playing well both sides here on UT Casa. As we see Fabian ducking back and forth. As Hantu on the wrong side of center is G36. He is taken down. And here comes center through the upper fountain hallway. Big J plays catch with a bullet. Not well done there, Big J. As Portugal now with the man advantage. Oh, great work by Portugal. They surround Fabian. Fabian had nowhere to run in the upper fountain hallway. And Portugal ties this game at 4 apiece with 3 minutes to go. As we spawn with the Netherlands, they make their way in to the fountain courtyard. Fabian, center, and Fusion holding down the courtyard. Here goes Fabian making a move into the alleyway. He drops a grenade. Portugal retreating very quickly. And coming through, it is center with the HK G36 out. Slider retreating. Slider under attack, but he's able to gun down center as Fusion catches a shiny bullet from Pappy of Portugal with his LR-300. So Portugal looking to take their first lead in the game here. And to do it, they're going to have to get by the Big J. And Big J under attack, swarmed by three Portuguese gamer. And there is the first lead for Portugal at 5-4 as we just come down to the two-minute warning here in this Clan Base Nations Cup 7 final. Netherlands of Marketplace now. They're going to hold down the Marketplace for just a couple of minutes, it looks like, as we follow Spectre and a Big J down the old alleyway. Big J going to his weapon he knows best, the SR-8. And quickly, Hantu coming through with the SR-8 out as well. Big J bullet from Wolverine. Hantu gunned down Fabian action over in the old alleyway. Check that, the new alleyway. Pappy's the Desert Eagle out. But Pappy, it's taken out. Spectre with the Desert Eagle. This gamer alive here for Portugal. Fabian, Spectre, and Sinner for the Netherlands. As time is crucial. Netherlands needs this victory to head into the last minute or so of the match. As actually, this could be the final round here. If Slider can avoid the Netherlands for another minute 40, this match will be over and Portugal will have won it. As Slider back and forth, he goes down the old alleyway between the spawn point and the patio courtyard. And he's going to be in a little bit of trouble here as he's got gamers on both sides from the Netherlands coming. Slider able to take out Fabian. Here he goes running down the alley timbers. He is running for his life. He's got a stave off attack for another minute 16. Spectre in hot pursuit down the alley timbers. He comes inside the alleyway across the bridge. He comes. He meets up with Sinner. Nice work by Slider. Slider one-on-one. Now Spectre dropping off the bridge. It's going to be Spectre with the kill. Tie game here, 22 seconds left. Final round right here, 5 apiece. Who is it going to be? Is it going to be Portugal coming through to take victory away and claim the Nations Cup, or is it going to be the Netherlands who forces us into the tiebreaker? We'll have to see, and we'll know the outcome in just about 2 minutes and 45 seconds. We pick the action up with Portugal off the respawn. Portugal trying to find where the Netherlands is. Netherlands holding up over in the patio courtyard. Excuse me, over in the marketplace once again. Big J with the SR8 out looking down the alley timbers. As we see some action taking place. As Big J slows down Hantu, there's the first kill. Netherlands have already lost 2 gamers. Pappy and Maori coming down the alley. It's going to be Fabian down due to Maori. Coming through very quickly, Portugal, they have Spectre to beat. This could do it right here. Spectre has got his work cut out for him. He is under attack, retreating up the stairs into the upper fountain hallway. And it looks like some from the Netherlands already conceding victory here. We will have to see. Spectre's got his work cut out for him, though. Letting a couple of shots go, and there is it. That is going to do it. Congratulations to Portugal. They have just defeated the Netherlands. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here on Radio ITG.
Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked up theory that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG. We go inside the game to provide you with live sports coverage.
You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to...
games.
So keep it here. Inside the game.
And once again, congratulations go out to Portugal. They have claimed the Gold Cup here in Nations Cup 7 action. Netherlands coming in second as they were handed a loss on UT Casa. 6-5, very good match. Netherlands able to pull one out there to tie the things as we went to the last round. Unable to take on the barrage of bullets from Portugal. So once again, congratulations to Portugal. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have the Bronze Cup match. Hopefully, you can tune in for that. It's going to feature Germany versus the United Kingdom. All the action starting at 22 CET. And that's going to do it for me. I want to say thanks to everybody who tuned in for all this action today. Some great coverage. I do want to thank SlowFocket.net for the GTV coverage. Silver and KN for being the admins. And again, thanks to the Netherlands and Portugal for the great action. And once again, congratulations to Portugal. That's going to do it. We'll see you later.
Oh, that's over? All right, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.